KTY.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Aaron Kaplan with Gene and Chris in the final hour of the Paracast. And folks, as you can tell, we're trying hard to understand the conclusions that Aaron Kaplan has reached with deep analysis, frightening conclusion, you know, such as the high jump operation with four sources, but we can't nail anything down. Hey, man, let me tell you. Right now, my head's spinning, Chris's head is spinning, we're trying to understand what you present, trying to see your point of view. And frankly speaking, I don't see your evidence yet. Give me something that we can put our fingers on, Aaron. One piece of evidence we could look up in a responsible, respectable source and confirm this tie-in exists. I mean, yes, there have been loads of articles about Roswell and Aztec, and the Kenneth Arnold sighting, and the Bermuda Triangle, and all this other stuff. I mean something that ties it together. I'm waiting for it.
The Bermuda Triangle has nothing to do with my book. I just gave it as an example of where I was that week and what I saw.
Okay.
Now, one piece of evidence, one, you'll never find. It doesn't exist except me mentioning the trimetrical cameras that use daylight film only. The only thing that will do to make me maybe 1% legitimate is prove that Admiral Byrd was never at the North Pole like our government tells us he was at the South Pole.
All right, Ray Palmer wrote about that in the 1960s as evidence of the hollow earth. But, you know, some of that stuff is a hoax. You know that. This diary entry about his visit to the advanced civilizations. You know, that's all out of Edgar Rice Burroughs Pellucidar novels of the early part of the 20th century. It was science fiction.
Yeah. Well, I found Fire from the Sky. It's called Fire from the Sky, Battle of the Harvest Moon, and True Story of Space Shuttles, authored by, quote, one who knows.
But if you keep researching that name, you'll find out it's a true report by the U.S. Navy. If you keep researching, you'll see.
All right, where do we find that? Please tell us where to find it. Our listeners right now are going online. I know there are cars right now out there listening to the playback of the Paracast or listening on their local stations. And they're right now ready to fly off the road or find a place where they could stop, a rest stop or something, break out their iPhones or whatever phone they have, or their iPad if it has internet connectivity, and they're trying to look up this evidence. Tell them where to go, where to find it.
That I couldn't tell you because it's so complicated. You see that exactly. It's exactly what the U.S. government is doing. That they don't want you to find any evidence that operates high.
Okay, so the government is hiding the evidence, but Aaron Kaplan, in his infinite wisdom, found it, that evidence. So tell me now that you found it, point me to it. Don't just tell me it's in the book and you got to read the book. I mean, give me one piece of evidence. Where is it?
Nothing. It doesn't exist, Gene. One piece of evidence does not exist. You got to take all the evidence together.
So it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing, you're saying, Aaron, right?
You're right on. It's all or nothing.
Okay, so we have to accept everything you say or we can believe none of it. We can't just do the normal process of assembling evidence where you look at the evidence, you evaluate the evidence for evidence in and of itself of credibility, you make sure the information can be believed, it's authenticated, and then having all that information, you tie it together. But everything you're telling me here seems to fly apart. So you can't produce one piece of evidence. We have to have it all.
The other piece of evidence is that Admiral Byrd was seen. It was seen by hundreds of sailors, especially aboard the aircraft carrier, the Philippine Sea, on January 29th, when he took off on an RD-4 on top of the carrier deck.
That he may have gone to the South Pole instead of the North Pole, we don't even have to argue that point. Okay?
Well,
we can argue the point as to whether he went into the hollow earth. And yes, we could read the book by Walter Siegmeister, alias Raymond Bernard, about the Hollow Earth.
No.
We could look at Ray Palmer's writings and read that.
You know what? You have to read his logbook. Try to find Admiral Byrd's logbook, which is half of his diary. The first half is strictly his logbook. That is flight book, the first half.
Well, if you could find a e-copy of that, why don't you shoot it off to me? I'd love to revisit it. Of course, I remember from, 20 years ago hearing about this mythical diary, which I did some research and found out that it was just not considered legitimate. So I would like to see these logbook entries. If you've got e-copies of them, I'd like you to shoot them off in my direction.
No, I do not have them, Gene, because they don't exist. You'll never be able to find them.
So how do you know they exist? How do you know they exist if you can't find it?
Because they were part of his diary. Not only that, but as I understand from, remember the old name of Art Bell?
What about Art Bell? What does he have to do with anything? Well, he's a talk show host. I'm a talk show host. Okay.
Right. No. Theoretically, the grandson, supposedly, Admiral Byrd, supposedly, wrote in the diary to his studio sometime in February of 1995, and he said, "This is a diary that I found that my father left." He gave him the complete diary. But most people never knew.
Okay, so your evidence of the existence of this diary is someone that Art Bell interviewed 16 years ago on his radio show. Is that correct?
Well, I think it was his son.
It's only part of the evidence, Gene. It's only a small part of it. But what nobody realized at the time is that the first half of the diary was supposed to have been his real flight book record. It was mentioned, it says 0600 hours, 0645 hours. It was a flight book. A lot. It was fudged by the Navy. They changed two words, and I'll tell you what they are. So you'll never know what really happened. What they did to his diary is change only two words in the whole diary to use government or the Navy. They changed the word from south to north and Arctic to Antarctic. If you collect every word in that diary on the first half and what happened to him, you'll see that it connects exactly to the year, to the month, to the week, to the day, to the hour, to the minute, to the second, what really happened.
But without the diary, without a copy of the diary or the diary, how do we know that's true?
We don't. He made many speeches afterwards in Argentina aboard ships. What's happened to him? And he even claimed his very famous speech, "I lose in Uruguay, that I unduly don't want to threaten you, but we have spacecraft here that can fly across the Earth in minutes." He said the
right, from pole to pole, right. Yeah, that's a famous quote.
Yeah, and a few months later, he was locked up in some hospital, and he died, and the Secretary of the Navy committed suicide, James Forrestal, and other people. I mean, everybody died. One after the other, no evidence. Bye-bye. It's gone. It's all gone.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Byrd's son somehow involved in the initial story about the diary?
That's what I'm telling you. His son or his grandson brought the diary to Art Bell live on the show, live.
Right, okay. That's where their story, I remember, it began to get legs. But I don't recall it really getting traction. It was just considered as some kind of weird one-off that it never really went anywhere. And, again, you need to be able to demonstrate some sort of documentation, something. Give us something, it's a great theory. I know where you're going with all this, and it's a great theory, but it's science fiction. Until you can prove it's factual, it's science fiction.
I'll give you one more crazy clue. There's a name, Amadeo Giannini, sound familiar to you. He wrote a book back in 1959 called The World Beyond the Pole.
All right, okay, there were a number of books written in those years, and we'll get to that. Okay. Worlds Beyond the Poles and all these Hollow Earth books that seem to be descendants of Edgar Rice Burroughs and his science fiction. We'll get to that. We have Aaron Kaplan. The book is Deep Analysis, Frightening Conclusion. We're exploring those conclusions and the evidence with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com. Neighbors, do you need to bring the final touches to your latest podcasts? Clean up the soundtrack of that holiday video. Mix together a few takes from your last jamming session. Process the audio files of the video game you're creating to sound just right. But look no further. Whatever audio-related task you're looking to perform, Amadeus Pro is the tool for you. It's the Swiss Army knife of sound editing. Go to HairerSoft.com. HairerSoft.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
Okay, I don't know if we're in the Hollow Earth with this episode, folks. I think right now we're in Pellucidar, which is, if you ever read the novels from Edgar Rice Burroughs, is the world with a great central sun with prehistoric creatures beneath the surface of the Earth. Our author is Aaron Kaplan. The book is Deep Analysis, Frightening Conclusion. You're about to present something else. Beyond Admiral Byrd? What's this about?
Matteo Giannini is an author of a book called World Beyond the Poles. This book was supposed to disclaim, I repeat, disclaim Admiral Byrd to make him look like a fool. I believe personally that this person was hired by the U.S. government to publish the book. I'll tell you why. Do you know who Amadeo Giannini really is? Now, at this point of the game, I'm not sure 100% myself, but I'll tell you what I found out way, way back. Did you know that his family were the original owners, or maybe still own in secret, behind the scenes, like Las Vegas, who owns the casino? Well, they do. Nobody really knows who the owners are.
Well, you know what? Well, the casinos in Las Vegas today are mostly owned by corporations, and we do know who they are.
Yeah, but the real deals are not made at a boardroom, they're made in a little deli in Brooklyn behind closed doors of broken bread. What I'm saying here is that Amadeo Giannini, really, his family, are the real, way back, at least back in 59, were the original owners of the Bank of America. And who does the government favor today, so far, beyond all investigations? Until a few weeks ago, they favored very strongly the Bank of America.
Yeah, not now.
I know. But again, they used him, their name, back in 59, with great persuasion to publish a book to disclaim Admiral Byrd. I'm not saying anything, but I'm again presenting certain evidence.
You know what? You're not presenting evidence. I don't see this as evidence. Just because somebody writes something in a book or a magazine article that you read somewhere, that's not evidence of anything. I mean, I could write something tomorrow. I write science fiction. I really do. I've written commercial science fiction, but I do not pretend. I don't pretend, Aaron, that the science fiction that I write is real. Yeah, we weave in factual elements into the science fiction, makes it seem more credible. Lots of authors do that.
They try to use them to disclaim Admiral Byrd's findings.
We don't know that he had those findings. We know that there's a story that he had those findings. But we don't know. And just because somebody wrote some wacky book in the 1950s, there were a number of wacky Hollow Earth books. There were a number of books about Admiral Byrd. As I said, Ray Palmer in Flying Saucers magazine wrote and rehashed a lot of this stuff. But Ray Palmer was the kind of person who would bring up something controversial just to provoke discussion. Not that he believed
it. Magazines.
Sure, sure.
I agree with you. Do you remember the incident when all these magazines were missing, truckloads?
Excuse me?
Do you remember the incident when one weekend most of his magazines were missing from the trucks? He couldn't find them, and he had a story in there regarding Admiral Byrd and UFOs? It also happened to him, I believe.
Oh, I can tell you lots of stories about Ray Palmer. I knew Ray Palmer. I interviewed Ray Palmer. I remember where he alleged that he was going to print an issue of Amazing Stories magazine. I don't even know if it's still being published. Famous science fiction magazine invented in the 1920s. He was editor in the 40s. Going to have an edition in which he proved supposedly that what Richard Schaefer was claiming about the Hollow Earth was true. And supposedly somebody tried to deliberately chase him down in his car and crash into them. I mean, Palmer told me lots of crazy stories like that. He wrote stories in his magazine. It doesn't mean we have to take it as true. It doesn't mean we have to accept it. You're accepting some of this stuff as allowing you to weave this convoluted theory of, if I read correctly on your site, we've got the Nazca lines, we've got ancient history, we've got the Bible, we've got Roswell, we've got Aztec, and we're all tying it together.
Does it not belong to the Nephilim? Does it not belong to the Nephilim? That's not true. That's a lie, but I'm not going to get into it. Too complicated.
Well, simplify it for us, because I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. It just seems like you're just tossing a lot of stuff out there. You did say something about the Nazca lines, right?
Yes, but they do not belong to the Nephilim.
Okay, let's talk about the Nazca lines just very briefly. Supposedly you have these drawings on the land which can only be seen from the sky, and this is in Peru. Now, I can tell you one quick story about that. The late Yonah Fortner, who was someone who wrote about ancient astronauts back in the 50s and 60s, and was a close friend of Jim Moseley, he went to see the Nazca lines. And he said you could just climb up a ladder and see what they look like. You didn't have to be in the sky. So there they go.
Okay. Well, and they also found graves with, I think they were called the kite flyers. These guys would actually get in these giant kites and fly above the plane there. Back, when they were constructed.
Here's my theory about the mescaline, real quick, okay? And again, take it with a grain of salt. Originally, according to the Sumerian tablets, when the planet Tiamat was destroyed, supposedly now, allegedly, I'm claiming in my book that it was destroyed by the son of Enki Marduk, the weapon he had called the Spear of Destiny. Fine, that's one thing. That weapon, when it hit the planet Tiamat, it was fired in haste. Tiamat was destroyed. However, that ray somehow, mysteriously, must have hit the planet Mars by accident 55,000 years ago. And on that date, Mars lost most of its waters, and its inhabitants had to escape. Now, those inhabitants looked just like us, but slightly different. Their skin color was more whitish. They landed here on Earth in rocket ships, not Dahlonakis. They're giant UFOs. Dahlonaki spaceships do not produce smoke and fire. Rocket ships do. And that's the reason also why we had the mass migrations of us from Europe to South America. The original Earthlings became the Mayans and so forth. The new arrival from Mars looked very similar to the original inhabitants of the Earth, which were just white. They were smarter, much smarter. They could not coexist with the original Earthlings.
Okay, so basically we are, to be brief about it, blunt about it, we're Martians. We're the descendants of people who took off from Mars, or as Edgar Rice Burroughs called it, Barsoom. They flew to Earth. They settled here. It's almost kind of like the story in Battlestar Galactica, where 150,000 years ago, we have this advanced race that descends upon Earth, a more primitive Earth, and breeds with the local populace and ends up with us. Of course, that was science fiction.
Except Anunnaki created two races at the same time. They created bloodline on Earth and on Mars at the same time. Because life was created on Mars approximately 10,000 years before the life was created on Earth.
Well, Aaron, you're saying all this happened 55,000 years ago. Now, we've had
the same time.
You know, we know a lot about Mars because of the recent Martian rovers that have been up there, Opportunity, and I forget the name of the other one.
I'll tell you what, we're going to finish that comment and that question. You're hearing Aaron Kaplan with Gene and Chris on
The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We continue, Chris posing a question and a comment to Aaron Kaplan about what we knew and what we've learned about Mars on the Paracast. Chris, pick that up, please.
Yeah, Mars has been dead for hundreds of millions of years. There is absolutely no published evidence or no acknowledged evidence that would suggest that Mars has been anything but a dead planet for millions of years. So
says who?
I'm not sure. Says a lot of scientists at JPL Dr. John Brandenburg, who we've had on the show a couple of times, one that discovered there was a huge ocean on Mars and came up with the theory of some sort of nuclear event that occurred. Yeah. What did he say? I think 1.5 billion years ago, Gene. I forget the numbers, but Aaron. You know, when you say things
Wait. Next time you see the doctor, ask him about a spacecraft called New Horizons. Okay, very important. A spacecraft called New Horizons. It was launched on January 19, 2006. That spacecraft went to the asteroid belts. Okay, it had two super instruments about. One called Alice, one called LISA, L-E-I-S-A. That instrument is supposed to measure molecules of water, to precise DNA of molecules. This spacecraft went through the asteroid belt.
Wait a minute, the precise DNA of molecules, could you explain that?
Everything has a DNA. Whether it's life or water, the precise origin of the water, how much percentage of hydrogen in the water, the type, salt water, sweet water, whatever the water is made of, it'll tell you exactly to the millionth power, okay?
Saying water has DNA?
DNA may be the wrong word to use, okay?
It is, Aaron.
Right. But what I'm trying to tell people is that instrument will measure the essence. The exact essence of the water, where it's composed of, where it came from. Well, we went to the asteroid belt and found two distinct, separate water forms. The one that's closest to the planet Mars, mixed with soil, sample took a flying through space, was sweet water, pure sweet water. The one flying outside the asteroid belt he found traces of pure salt water. Okay? That was reported back to NASA labs. Again, the spacecraft is called New Horizons. And the two instruments aboard, there were five instruments aboard. Very funny name. Pepsi, Lori, Alice, and Lisa, one more. I'm strictly talking about Alice and Lisa, or Lisa, whichever you call it. NASA laboratory found out that the sweet water samples, exactly, from bacteria built closer to the planet Mars, matched exactly the essence of the water found traces by the Mars Land Rover a few years ago. Identical readings to the molecule. They won't call me crazy? Go ahead. That's fine. I'll accept that.
Well, you know, I do remember the New Horizon launch. I think it's headed to Pluto, if I remember correctly.
Yes, you're right. Yes, you're right.
And they happened to do some spectrographic and ultraviolet observations on their way there, and they did detect some interesting findings. I don't know what those findings are.
You better believe it.
I will definitely look into this. But again, we're jumping all over the place here. You know, you're claiming that, you know, Tiamat, they missed trying to blow Tiamat up and they hit Mars and then the Martians came here 55,000 years ago. I mean, you might as well be telling me that there's no such thing as evolution and that, this is all, you know, some sort of creative design or something. I mean, it makes as much sense to me as that. I'm really having a hard time wrapping my head around this, Aaron. I really got to be honest.
Gene, you're right.
Aaron, that's Chris. Please continue.
Chris, I'm sorry. As far as we're concerned, the human race, we're strictly a pet project, PET, a pet project of the Anunnaki. That's all we are. We are a pet project. We are successful. We maybe didn't evolve very well in skills.
I don't know how successful they are. If you look at what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now and all the primitive violence on the planet and the misogynist attitudes of half the planet, rampant, you know, impact on the environment and, you know, just awful stuff going on. Yeah, they're pretty successful.
Now, can I read you some real quick? Listen to this. The gravity of Mars is supposed to be 38% that of Earth, okay? Supposedly. Let me read you one verse from Genesis, chapter 5, verse 29. You gotta hear that. And he called his name Noah, saying, this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground that the Lord has cursed. Well, that basically saying, we just got here, and it's so hard to live here. Why? Simple. Because the gravity of Mars where they came from was 38% at the Earth. That's my interpretation. Again, I could be totally wrong.
No, oh, maybe that explains why women have to deal with gravity as they get older.
Maybe.
You think? Hey, we've solved all the problems then. So basically, we need to lose weight as we get older.
I look at me, you don't see me.
Yeah, or work out.
You know what? We can start a new show called The Workout Show, the PowerCast Workout Show, and we can find paranormal ways to increase one's health and increase your physical fitness. You know, you want to be, as they say, ripped, as they say in the modern vernacular.
Well, Aaron's ripping me a new one on this one, boy. I'll tell you, Aaron, you got to send me your book, buddy. And I want to get you back on and ask some intelligent probing questions.
I warned you in the letter. It's nothing you ever heard before. I warned you.
You did. Like I said, I really love creative thinking. I love it when people put together, you know, factoids and conjecture and put them to put them together into a nice cool theory, and you've done that. It's been quite interesting having you on the show, and like I said, I'd love to get more up to speed on your thinking. Obviously, you have a very complicated scenario here that we couldn't possibly cover in 2 hours, so this has been interesting, to say the least.
Aaron, tell our listeners where they can find more information about your book and your work.
Well, just Google it, and Deep Analysis, Writing Conclusion, or go to my website directly. One name, deep analysis, writing conclusion. One name, and you'll find my website.
Okay, Aaron, just another couple of quick questions here. This book, did you publish it yourself, or did you have someone publish it for you?
Libris Publications.
Is that one of these self-publishers or what?
Not exactly. They're pretty big. It's Libris starts with an X. It's Libris. Libris.
Okay, so they published it. You didn't pay them to publish this book.
Well, I sure did.
Okay, so it's self-publishing.
You can call it that if you want to, yeah.
Okay. Now, I just want to clarify for everybody. This is the self-publishing outfit. You pay this company to publish your book, to print a certain number of copies, or is it on demand where they just print it whenever you need to buy some to sell?
It's on demand.
Okay, so it's an on-demand kind of place. Now, did you try to submit this book to regular publishers or what?
No, I never did. I chose them. They gave me a very good deal originally, the right terms. I just chose them.
Okay. You felt if you do it yourself, you have control. Did you have someone edit the book, or did you do all that yourself?
Well, I did the basic editing, me and my wife, and they really did most of the editing. They're pretty good. They're very good.
Okay. So, again, the book is called Deep Analysis, Frightening Conclusion. The author is Aaron Kaplan. And I say there's no relationship, even though he has the same name as my wife's maiden name. And I didn't know him when I went to Tilton High School in Brooklyn, so there you go. Aaron Kaplan, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you.
If you have a comment or a question, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And that's not all, neighbors. We've got a post-game wrap-up coming up next. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, fate has provided true reports to the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
Now, in the old days of the Paracast, we used to have a post-game show where we would interview a guest and then spend the final 10 minutes commenting on it. Not all the comments were favorable. What kind of comment do you expect this time? Well, listen.
Oh, my God.
Is your head spinning yet?
What?
Did you take off
what
the propeller?
Gene, what
yes
was that?
You know, I think I have a propeller on my head. Let me just see. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I think there's a propeller on my head. No, there's not. It's just my regular head there. I have to tell you something. We've been doing the Paracast now for, what, 5.5 years? And, you know, we've had some pretty wacky guests. I'll tell you one we had back in the early days. Eric Julian, all about extraterrestrial science. Okay?
No.
And we tried to get him to explain his extraterrestrial science. And we went on for about an hour or so. And I have to tell you, he could not explain it. Now, with this particular book, we don't have a copy of the book. I don't know if I'm ready to read it, as a matter of fact. You know, normally I'm happy to read a book before or after a show. But there are 4 sample pages of Deep Analysis, Frightening Conclusion on his website. And if you're confused by what he said here, ladies and gentlemen, read those 4 pages and you'll be dizzy.
Oh, my. He contacted us, right? Please tell me that's the case and this wasn't one of your guest suggestions, Gene.
I promise you we do have guest suggestions on the show, okay?
Yeah.
We have book publishers who contact us. And they say they have a book. They offer to send us the copy and maybe have the author on. But I got this letter from Aaron where he describes the book and he says, we never got into this because everything else was so confusing. He says, I also have positive proof on which group of so-called aliens was performing the abductions of us humans. Not maybe, but exactly. Yes, an exact answer. Now, I have to tell you, we have been asking for an exact answer, and nothing he said on this show provides an exact answer. Now, he says this here in his letter. You've never heard this before. Nowhere. The world's best-kept secret. That's part of his writing style, by the way. He writes in phrases rather than whole sentences. I agree. We've never heard this before. It may be the world's best-kept secret, but he can't prove any of it.
Well, I'm slack-jawed, Gene.
Are you gobsmacked?
I'm slack-jawed, gobsmacked, and mightily perplexed and confused. I love creative thinking. I really do, and I meant it when I told him that this. I mean, the guy obviously has really put a lot of thought into this. But boy, if you want to be taken seriously, you've got to do your legwork, and you know your answer is, well, the government doesn't want you to know, so there's no way that you can prove any of this. Well, Then why even try? It just doesn't wash to, you know, just your standard objective person listening to this stuff. It just doesn't wash.
You know, it's very interesting here. The thing that bothers me about this is he claims to have the proof. But then when you try to pin him down, he quotes all sorts of separate sources that seem to have very little meaning or credibility. And it says, well, the government is hiding it. Well, if the government is hiding it, that means you don't have the evidence to prove it. You're just talking through your hat.
Well, I did find a reference to the Ethel, the Rosenberg trial and warships of space. And like I told him, it was from a website called, Lunatic Forums?
Something like that. Right, of course. I mean, if you go online, you'll find all sorts of wacky theories.
I'm surprised he didn't start quoting Branton.
Gosh, we've had some pretty crazy people on the Paracast. I mentioned Eric Julian. I also mentioned somebody who came on for a show about the alien interview, where this nurse who was supposedly involved in the Roswell case out of the blue sends this guy, a Scientologist, by the way, this manuscript about her interactions with E.T. Now, you may have heard this show, Chris. This was back several years ago. It seemed what he did was he burned the manuscript. I never could get him to explain why. But I did get him to agree to post a PDF copy of his book in our forums. And I have a feeling he got more circulation from that than anywhere else. Now, as a result, I asked Aaron if we would have permission to post a PDF version of his book on the Paracast forums. And guess what? He said yes. So right now, if you go to forum.theparacast.com, you could find your free copy of Aaron Kaplan's book, assuming, of course, that you care about reading a copy of the book. And if you do, we have it posted in our forums. And the thread is listed this way: download Deep Analysis, Frightening Conclusion by Aaron Kaplan. You'll find it in our general free-willing chit-chat forum at forum.theparacast.com. It's a free download. Yeah. And certainly right now, I don't know what purposes serve Chris in having him on again. Tell me.
Well, I was trying to be magnanimous and kind. I want to give the guy a fair shake. I haven't read his book. I have a feeling it's going to be difficult to get through if he writes in phrases. But, you know, again, I do like creative thinking. I will entertain, I'll give somebody more than enough rope to hang themselves with any particular, you know, conglomerate theory. But I don't know. I just I'm kind of a mind maybe to attempt to try to read the book. But, I think it's an interesting approach. It's an interesting concept. It's like pop culture gone wild. You know, I don't know. I guess it's fun to have some of our more different guests on from time to time, like Aaron. He's quite a piece of work. I meant to ask him if he has a sister named Esther, because if he does, I'd love to get her number. She's a little hottie.
Oh, okay. Well, how old would she be now, Esther?
She's my age. I mean, we went to college together. We dated for a while, and then I lost track of her. And Esther, right. Esther Kaplan.
Well, I'll tell you. It was so curious. You know, I was only curious, really, I'm serious. I was curious because here's a guy who grew up in the same area I grew up, some years apart, went to the same high school. And it looks like he attended some of those meetings in New York of various UFO organizations. But I think we really caught him there at the beginning when he was trying to say these two movies showing the Bermuda Triangle and allegedly the actual Roswell crash, if I take it correctly.
Well, and he said something about 8 or 9 objects, too. That's the first I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, and it looks like he was first trying to say, yes, it must have been Jim Moseley's meetings, but having been at those meetings, I was able to expose that. I think, you know, the guy is having fun. You know, he has a bubbly personality. I think he's enjoying himself. I think that he doesn't take it any more seriously than you or I do. I think he was just writing a book just to have fun and see what people thought about it. That's why he didn't seek a real publisher. He did it himself. And I think if you're going to go that route, and I understand there's reasons for that, because publishers really, you know, unless the book is the biography authorized of Steve Jobs, you know, they're not going to publish it. And even if you have someone, a smaller publisher, say Anomalous Books or someone like that, take your book, you're not going to make a lot of money from it. It's not going to be a bestseller. This way you have control over distribution and everything. The problem is he needed to have a professional editor. And I tell you that because I've written books and Chris has written a number of books. And you've got to have a third party, knowledgeable, go over your manuscript, clean it up, make it better for publication. Don't you agree?
Oh, boy, do I.
So, you know, that's where it goes. It doesn't mean how good a writer you are.
I think him and Anthony Sanchez should get together and compare notes. I bet you they could dovetail their stories together and come up with a really interesting sequel.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be fascinating. This is going to be something that you can't believe what kind of sequel he'll have. Or maybe, you know, what he'll do is maybe a few months from now, he's going to come back and say, hey, you know what? It was all just a big goof. I was having fun with you, man.
No, I think he's serious. And, you know, Gene, the way things are going right now in this whole morass of a field, I'll bet you the guy will have his own History Channel TV show next year.
I think maybe he's already got his agent working on it. You know, you have to think about that. You have to think about this. Chris O'Brien, tell our listeners where they can find more of the things that you do, where you do have evidence for something.
Well, I'm a moderator at forum.theparacast.com, where I do lurk about from time to time. Been super busy lately. I have some responses I need to get up there on a Trickster thread. But Our Strange Planet is my website. And Gene, this was one for the books there, buddy.
I just haven't figured out which book. If you have a comment or a question, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard Gene Steinberg and Chris O'Brien. You definitely are in
the Paracast.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.